on behalf of the House Democratic Caucus, I want to thank all the members of the press corps for being here today. It is no secret in the state of Oklahoma that the things that we care about as citizens, regardless of political party, are under duress. Education, health care, and public safety are in abject crisis. And they're in crisis for a reason, because the leadership at 23rd and Lincoln, just across the street from us, have abandoned the principles that made this state great. Investing in kids, investing in hospitals, investing in roads and bridges. Instead, what they've done is they've tried to cut their way to prosperity. We are in this mess today because the legislature, Governor Fallon and the Republican leadership, have cut $1.5 billion worth of income tax. They've cut $2 billion worth of tax credits and exemptions, and they've given away the most generous gross production tax cuts of any major oil and gas producing state in the nation. Our caucus 6 weeks ago took the lead when Governor Fallon and the Republican leadership didn't offer a plan that really balanced the state's budget, invested in education, healthcare, and public safety, and did it without raising tax on middle-class families. Our caucus, the members you see here, stepped up to the plate, and we offered our Restoring Oklahoma plan, which restored those income tax cuts. It restored gross production tax cuts. It restored some of the tax credits and exemptions, and it invested in healthcare, education, and public safety. But to date, what the Republicans have done is they've essentially ignored the vast majority of our plan. And we are here today because we want to send an alert to all the citizens of the state of Oklahoma. The governor and the Republican leadership are, in just the next couple of hours, going to roll out a plan that will balance this state's budget on the backs of middle-class families. They're offering to raise the gas tax to 23 cents per gallon. Combined, that makes out to over $150 tax increase per family in the state of Oklahoma. And what makes it all the more appalling is they refuse to raise gas taxes on oil and gas companies, but they want to raise gas taxes on the citizens of our state. Our caucus has called to restoring the gross production tax to 7%. It would bring in $500 million. $500 million without raising taxes on middle-class families. Instead, the governor and the Republican leadership want to raise the gas tax to 23 cents a gallon, which would raise $200 million on the backs of working families. It is appalling to us to think that they would rather raise taxes on somebody named Harold Jackson who works at Lowe's, but they don't want to raise taxes on the billionaire Harold Hamm who works at Continental. So our caucus is standing here today letting all of the citizens in the state of Oklahoma know it is time that they contact their legislators and tell them to vote no on any gasoline tax increase, because what we've got to do is create a fair and balanced budget for the citizens of the state. We do that by restoring gross production taxes on billionaires. We don't do it by raising gas taxes on middle class and working class families. And our caucus will stand opposed to that until they come to the table in good faith and truly try to negotiate and restore the problems, restore those cuts around gross production taxes that put us in this mess. And with that, we'll be happy to answer any questions. So the governor and Leader Echols and the chairwoman, Representative Osborne, have told us that they're wanting to raise the gallon of gasoline by 6 cents per gallon to 23 cents per gallon, which would cost the state, cost our families about $150 a year.
And they need a supermajority to do it?
It takes 76 votes to raise that gasoline tax. They can't get it without us, and we're standing here today in solidarity with the citizens of this state with a plan that really balances the budget, funds education, healthcare, and public safety, and doesn't do it by raising taxes on middle-class families.
Are you worried at all that if taxes on drillers goes up, that they may decide to stay in Texas a little while longer?
It is laughable and insulting for the major oil and gas companies in this state to tell us that if we go from 2% to 7% on gross production taxes, that they will leave the state. Make no mistake about it, we have the lowest gross production taxes of any major producing state in the nation. Those same companies in downtown Oklahoma City that are paying 2% in Oklahoma today are paying 10 or 11% in North Dakota. They're paying 8% in Texas. They're paying 8% in New Mexico.
One job.
Sorry, Barbara.
One job.
We had one job. Hey, any other questions?
Is there any sort of a grand bargain that is possible that your caucus is putting?
Absolutely. Our caucus has said that we're willing to negotiate around a cigarette tax. Our support for a cigarette tax, if they will increase the gross production tax on major oil and gas producing companies in the state. Collectively, if you go to 7% on the gross production tax, and with our support for the cigarette tax, you'd bring in nearly $700 million without hurting middle-class families, which would go a long way to closing that $900 million budget hole.
Any
if you raise the production tax by 7%, what would that do to the average price of gasoline, Oklahoma, anything?
We don't believe it would affect the price per gallon at all, because those same companies that are drilling here are shipping that gas to other states, and so other states are benefiting from our low tax, our tax rate. Our citizens are the ones paying the price in cuts to education, healthcare, and public safety.
Chairwoman Osborne said today that essentially the 2% is too low, and she basically called for Democrats to come to the table. Is 7% the only number that you're going to talk about?
We believe 7% is the fair rate. Understand that for the last 40 years in the state of Oklahoma, oil and gas companies have paid 7%. The dynasties, the billionaire dynasties that have been built in the oil and gas industry in Oklahoma have been built by paying 7%. So we think that's fair, but our caucus is willing to negotiate. Our Restoring Oklahoma plan offered up a 5% tax rate. If they'll put a 5% gross production tax on the floor, our caucus will vote for it, and our caucus will support the cigarette tax, and we'll bring in hundreds of millions of dollars to support public education and health care in the state of Oklahoma, and we'll do it all without hurting citizens, hurting middle-class families. Thank you all so very much for being here. Go get warm.